Welcome to LeagueCast. Hello and welcome to episode 433 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Thinking Cooper. Joining me, Aiden Frost Rockhart.
Hey, what's good?
And Colton Blue Basket Sweat. Good. Hey, this week on LeagueCast, it's a new month, so we're going to be reading out our patrons. We got a little bit of LeagueCast and Rising news. Is this one starry?
One five starry.
very long. We have a guaranteed guffaw? No, that's a bi-weekly discussion, right? Yeah, we got a little bit of LCS news roundtable, and a couple emails that are pretty discussion inducing. But before we get into that, Aiden, how was your week?
My week was good. Once again, not like a ton of actual league. I only really play ARAMs right now while I'm like not super engaged in the game. But I've been playing lots of Legends of Runeterra. I've played a fair bit of TFT, and I have, since the game came out, I've played a fair bit of Valorant as well. So I've been playing all their other games, and I think I've been having a really good time with them. Just like League itself, like solo queue, Summoner's Rift, all that stuff isn't really piquing my interest right now. But as for I think Runeterra is the thing I played the most of because I got a new phone this week, so my phone actually allows me to play shit. Dude, getting a new phone is so... I got the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus. So the lowest my battery's been so far is like, I don't know, like 68%, you know what I mean? Like ever. Which is like very nice because I can play like a full game of TFT and like burn 5% battery, versus before my old phone, which was like 5 years old, it would burn like 35% battery. So it's a lot more fun to actually play mobile games on it. So I've been, playing a lot of that. I'm still not sure how I feel about Runeterra. I think it's a little bit all over the place, but I think it's like overall is fine. It's just, I don't know, I don't like some decks, I guess.
Yeah, we've been talking throughout the week. There are some decks that are very frustrating to play. I'll spoil my week a little bit. I've been playing a lot of Expedition.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some cards that are just the least fun, I think, ever, and are not balanced for Expedition. And maybe it's not intended to be that way, but...
This unit cannot be killed or damaged.
That's a good one. Spirit, by the way. I drafted that one time and got a leveled up Lucian. The game was over.
Yeah.
The game was over. I just took shitty trades because, hey, guess what? My unit can't take damage or die.
Yeah, so like...
Good luck with removal.
There is like removal in the game that in theory you can tech against. Even in like Constructed, man, you're building like certain cards to counter one spell, right? Which I think is just like, it's a little silly, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you have to luck into drawing it too.
In like Expeditions, even worse, I think. Like, it's just awful.
It is.
Expeditions always been like kind of a nightmare. And like, it's a little, actually, I think Hearthstone did a very good job with like its arena mode. And I thought in theory, Expedition would be better in the fact that it allows you to do those like every like win or something like that. You get to like change out some cards. You get to like pick more cards. I think that's brilliant to like make your deck better as you go along. But it still feels very like gimmicky as a mode.
It does, yeah. It does. I enjoy it because I think people there are not very good at drafting cards that synergize well with one another. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it makes like value cards very good. I got at least one 7-win this past week, and then probably, I don't know, a 5 or a 6.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy.
I like how you get the two trials because I just got my first 7-win on my first trial this past like week.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, yeah, it was like I built a deck that has like even shit like in Expedition, even shit like what's the hidden, the stealth thing? What's
elusive.
It? Elusive. Even elusive is fucking strong. I had a deck with like a bunch of elusive cards. A lot of like, you know, the 4-mana 2/2 that has the lifesteal on it. I would just buff that card. And how do people deal with it if they don't have like a removal? You just don't. Like,
you don't. Yeah.
I had one guy who's just like every single turn he'd like hit me in the face for like 15 plus, but I would like, I had it buffed, so I would like heal back for like 18, you know what I mean? And I just like, nice. I just outlasted him.
Like, yeah. That's funny.
Other than that, Valorant's sick. we're just talking about it, but they have the new game mode, Spike Rush, which I think is like a super casual, like easy to get into game mode for like people who aren't super interested in playing a 45-minute game, or even just to like learn the game, because you always have your abilities. I think it's sick. Other than that, not too much. I downloaded Phantasy Star and I played it a little bit. Game looks like a game from 2012. I'm gonna try a little bit more. But man, I made my anime character, my fucking anime, like I made her as anime as I could, because I'm like, what am I not gonna do that in fucking a Japanese MMO?
For real.
So she's like a little tiny Japanese girl who has her weapons are boots that have blades on them, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, you did go for that.
I went for that one, yeah. So it's just super fucking anime.
Nice. So I can play the cool, edgy
the katana guy.
Samurai guy.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. I think that's it. I want to play some Risk of Rain and stuff this week.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Colton?
Yeah, so some more TFT and solo queue. Not a ton of either this week, but just a few games. Neither are going particularly well, but also neither going really awful, I guess. I mean, pretty even. Let's see, what else did I play? I finally started playing a little bit of Cultist Simulator. Which is just very confusing.
You have to play enough to like start understanding it, then it's fucking cool.
Yeah, and like I haven't yet. I've played maybe an hour of it. And I was just like, okay, like, I understand the gameplay loop in a vague sense of just, like, you're just constantly trying to maintain these timers and, like, not run out of resources. But, when I first popped in, I played for, like, 5 minutes, and I'm like, did I miss a tutorial? And then I was like,
there's nothing, man.
And then I went on the wiki for a little bit, and it's like, okay, so that's the game. It's, like, exploration. So I didn't want to, like, dig into it and, like, learn everything, because that is not the game. But I was like, okay, so that's what the point is. It's just, like, experiment and figure out how it fucking works. So I think I'll definitely play some more of that. It seems like a game that's going to take a lot of time to become even decent at.
Yeah.
But, yeah, aside from that, my move got postponed a little bit because the people at the other apartment were like, oh, yeah, on the day that you're scheduled to move in, we're going to notify you that the unit that you were supposed to get is actually being renewed. So we have this other one that's a slightly different model. I'm like, yeah, let's see what else is going on. And, like, it wasn't malicious at all, but I'm just like, you really didn't know until today? Like, you let this person wait until the day of?
I feel like that's not a company you want to do business with.
the way it came through, I don't think that was the intent by any means. And I think that, like, it's technically the same layout, but, like, it's the show model that they were going to give me in replacement, so it's, like, a little different. Mm. I'm like, I'll just see. So I think I'll probably be still moving in, like, a week or two, but I just, like, tacked a bonus week onto mine so that I could figure that out. I haven't been up to very much else. I've been watching through Community again, which is a fun time. Good show, very funny.
That was a good show.
D&D, as always, has been fun. Excited to keep playing and keep DMing. And that's pretty well everything. Nick, what have you been up to?
Yep, like Aiden was saying, I've been playing a lot of Legends of Runeterra. Just trying to unlock as many cards as I can. I finished off Bilgewater.
Hell yeah.
Last week, which is pretty sick. So... very cool. I would definitely recommend playing some Expedition if you guys have a chance. It is free, basically. You just draft cards that are good, I guess. Like, it's not super clear, but you pick good cards and then you win, because people are very bad at that game still.
Yeah, my original plan, though, because I was really into Arena when, like, Hearthstone was out. Like, it's my favorite mode by, like, a lot. But so you were kind of gated. Also, when I played Hearthstone, I would buy Arena tokens. Like, I'd pay like the $1.99 because I was addicted whenever I didn't make it. But I'd usually like do pretty well and get like a free, like, what if, what, like, enough money to like redo it again. Anyways, for Legends of Runeterra, I like saved up a bunch of Expedition tokens because I wanted to like when I got into Expedition, I wanted to like be able to play it a bunch. So I think I have like 11 now or something.
Nice. And you get one back. I think if you get 7 wins.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think it's fine. Plus, you get 2 trials.
Yeah, and you also get one every week as long as you get over level like 7 or something. Like
something pretty easy. But it's pretty sick. Would recommend playing like anything that involves your unit dying because I think it's just so fucking easy to proc. Like playing Callista or Lucian, or fucking what's the butcher
that you play
for 0 mana?
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. But yeah, super fun playing that. It's good. Been playing more Gunfire Reborn, a lot of RuneScape, which has been really fun. And just trying to grind out my my tokens for Lucian. I am currently at 1601 with another with the week 4 thing coming up soon. So should be able to get that no problem. But cool. Let's move into the show. It is a new month, so we've got some patron names to read. First off, thank you to Cowboy and Nightmare for supporting us. They're new new patrons for this week. But without further ado, thank you to Aaron, A Dorky Owl, Annie, Antonio, Ashley, Asmo, Austin, Banyumi, Benjamin, Big Peen Sheen, Blooper, Brett, Brother Dust, Buy Stuff, Caleb's, Chaz, Chris, Christian, Chris, Coca-Cola, Corey, Cowboy, Cross and Gaming, Daniel, Danny Stormit, David, Dragon Jesus, Dream Villain J, Drunken Bubble, Dylan, Eden, Elliot, Inebriated Otter, Foxloaf, Gamer Wolf, Gray White, Grundle Butter, Harry Forward, Howling Wind, I'm in the Bushes, Isaac, Jake, Jiggy, Joseem, Joseph, John, Josh, Joshua, Justin, Chaos Reaper, Kennedy, Kirk, Klon, Amy, Cole, Crix, Liam, Lil Barnabas, Lil Lorian, Luna Blanco, Mariah, Marshall, Matthew, Michael, Mitchell, Misa, Molly, M. Kefius, Mr. Turch, Mountain Drew, Nicholas, Nightmare, Niku because it's meat in Japanese, Noah, Pards, Patrick, Purple Play Panda, Rattlesnake Jake, Rebecca, Red Lefty, Ryan, Samuel, Spartle, Speedy Spikes, Takaru, Tanner, Wall, Wyatt, Zachary, and Zach. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Do we have any LeagueCast news?
Just that the monthly plays video went up on the 1st. And then our Patreon episode went up on our Patreon a couple like a week ago, so it'll be up on YouTube on the 21st of this month.
Yeah. The monthly top plays was quite good.
Thank you.
And I agree with you about the future funk.
It's cool. It's good. It's good.
Is
like
that,
it's
is
good.
That what you call it?
Yeah, future funk.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. I liked the very first clip.
Yeah.
how you integrated in there.
Yeah. Also a big fan of that final clip. It was so good.
It's pretty funny. Cool. The Rising news that we have ranked in matchmaking updates. Hey boys, promos are gone.
Yeah, well, they're gonna be gone eventually.
gonna be gone. Yeah. So yeah, they update. They release a dev blog. Includes several goals. Sort of talked about how they think they've done and how they've achieved these goals. But they wanted to. They wanted to let us know what they're working on next, which is they're going to level up their player feedback systems notifications, and action to punishments are going to be much clearer going forward. So you're gonna get that notification when you've reported someone that has disruptive behavior more frequently, which always feels good, I think. They're going to give you the ability to report a player in Champion Select. Including the ability to mute, I think. Looking into more steps around game ruining behavior, and then some reducing some flex restrictions.
I think that's the coolest thing.
Yeah. To which prior says it's balanced across a much broader range of MMR. Okay, so they're basing on team MMR versus like
they're gonna do it similar to how Clash does it, like, so like higher ranks are weighted more, but you can play with like a greater variety and stuff like that, so you'll almost be like in a tier in a way.
That's what I was trying to say. And then someone tell me about the preseason ideas.
Preseason ideas are really cool. First of all, we talked about promo series, probably getting rid of those, which I think is cool. I think it's going to be overall positive, but I do think there's going to be some negative things that come along with it. Because they have to, they said they have to look at like the demotion protections and stuff like that. So I feel like some people are going to be demoted like a lot easier, and that's going to like upset some people. But overall, I think it's going to be great not having to play like promos, especially like when you win like every single game up to your promos and you lose your promos. It's like the worst feeling. So this should help a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're doing some more like stuff to like rewards. They're going to like change the Victoria skin lines a little bit. That will help reflect your current and your past ranked accomplishments, which I think is awesome. And then what was the last thing? Let me find where it is. Some changes to organized group play. Given the successful launch of Clash and the increased pre-mades across queues, it's time to come up with a more cohesive vision for our where our team-based League of Legends takes us in the future. We're going to be looking at the long-term solutions for how Clash and Flex play together, ironing out how you find others in the league that you like to play with, and recognizing teams that stick together, giving them something to strive for along. Okay, so they're probably going to bring back some form of like reward for playing as like a team. Like a team, this is your team rank, it sounds like, is what they're trying to aim for.
Yeah. Are they going to bring back teams?
I don't think they'll bring back teams. I feel like teams are just like not popular enough. That being said, like they said in their Clash thing that five stack premades used to be less than 20% of Flex games, but now they're greater than 35%, which they think is due to the fact that people want to like play together, so, like for Clash, so like they practice in Flex. So maybe we will see teams. Maybe like there will be enough popularity for the mode if we have Clash being a pretty consistent thing.
True.
That'd be really cool.
And it's been fairly consistent, right? Like once a month?
Yeah, like once.
If not a little more.
Yeah, if not more, yeah.
That's awesome. Is this the return of Duck Formation?
I'd play some Duck Formation. How bad would it be if we got our original roster?
Oh, pretty bad.
Yeah, because the fact that you and I would be the best players is not good. We're not good at the game.
Yeah, I mean, what? It was me, you, Chris,
Matt, and Rob.
Matt, yeah. Matt, I don't think has touched the game in years.
Yeah.
I've seen Rob playing.
Yeah, Chris plays every once in a while, too.
Yeah, I played with him some day before yesterday or yesterday. I can't remember which, but it was fun.
Cool.
We won a game where he was playing Pyke, and guess how much gold he shared with his old team?
Zero.
It's more than zero.
Okay, is it like low though? It's like a couple hundred, like 600?
220.
Oh, that's impressive. So he got it on one person who wasn't worth full gold.
He got it on one person. Yep. So
that hurts.
A little rough.
Get flame.
Hey, we won that game. Let's talk about Volibear. He's kind of trash.
I haven't played but I've played against him. He doesn't do much.
It's weird. So I've seen like lots of mixed things. I would say the majority of them are that he's like awful, right? He does nothing, right? Which we saw like a hotfix buff to him this week. But
yeah,
I've also seen the opposite in like these like other 20% of games where if he gets ahead, he's kind of like an Udyr in the way that he's just this unstoppable force that doesn't like ever stop just going through your team. Especially like with his ult and like all that shit, he just like becomes like a unstoppable tank. So I'm kind of glad he was released weak, because that doesn't look fun to play against. He actually just is unkillable, though, when he's fed.
Yeah, I was talking to Dylan before the show. I think it's easier for them to balance if he's strong on release, though.
Oh, that's not...
And tone him down that way versus buffing him, and then he gets too strong, and then he's like that for a while.
They've talked about this before, and I think we've talked about it on the show. Like, not only is it easier to, like, tone down characters, but it's also easier to get data on them. Because if, like, right now, I bet his pick rate is abysmal right now. Because everyone already knows at this point, he's a dog shit character, right?
His pick rate's 5% in the top lane and 2% in the jungle.
Yeah, that's low for a new release, though, I think.
Yes, for a new release, yeah.
Yeah, that's that, yeah.
But he's also rocking a 39% win rate in both roles.
Yeah, no, he's off. He's like a really low win rate, but...
Yeah, I do think people are still building him like old Volley, and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I think your best bet, well, I think Volibear's best build currently is just to go full tank and just try to be very disruptive up in your face. Like, you're not going to do a lot of damage unless you get multiple W's off. I would say you play him like a more disruptive, less tanky Scion, probably. Where if they ignore you, they're going to win the game. But if they don't, you're going to win because you're tanky as fuck.
Yeah. I looked up his like overall pick rate, like among the 148 characters. He's 49th right now, which is pretty low at 8% pick rate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, he looks cool as fuck.
Yeah.
His skins are all super cool. They gave us a free skin,
yeah,
based on the what, like old god?
Yeah, sort of Eldritch Horror, yeah.
Yes, Eldritch Horror that they didn't go through with, which is sick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So appreciate that. It's very cool. I'm excited for when he gets to be in a playable state. I think he'll be hella fun and super good. But yeah. Colton, will you read us the story?
You want to read us part of it, so Colton, because it's long as fuck?
No.
Oh, it also says... Oh,
wait, I wrote that.
I'm going to read it all.
It's like a 3-minute read.
That's fine. We got time. This story is from Rory. Entitled, One Game to Rule Them All. 5 stars. The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was lost, for none now live who remember it. It began with the forging of the great games. 3 were given to YouTubers, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. 7 to the reviewers, great miners and craftsmen of the oldest halls. And 9 rings to the race of podcasters, who above all else desire power, for within these games was bound the strength and the will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived. For another game was made, deep in the lands of Riot HQ. In the fires of Mount Elo, the Dark Lord Freak forged a master game. And into this game he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One game to rule them all. One by one, the free lands of gamerdom fell to the power of the game. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of podcasters and streamers marched against the armies of Riot. And on the very slopes of Mount Elo, they fought for the freedom of gamerdom. Victory was near, but the power of the game could not be undone. It was in this moment, when all hope had faded, that Aiden, son of the king, took up his father's sword. Steve Feek, enemy of the free people of gamerdom, was defeated. The ring passed to Aiden, who had this one chance to destroy evil forever. But the hearts of podcasters are easily corrupted, and the game of power has a will of its own. It betrayed Aiden to his sorrow. For then, something happened that the game did not intend. It was picked up by the most unlikely creature imaginable. A simp. Chris of the League cast. For the time will soon come when these simps will shape the fortunes of all. Da 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 da.
Pog.
Nice. thank you, Rory.
Aiden, do you still have that sword? Do you still have your dad's sword?
Yeah, I do.
Don't cut yourself on it.
Take it to Mordor.
No, to Mount Elo.
Yeah, sorry. What's crazy about that copy, like, what he did there is he chose Ginsu as the fucking, like enemy.
Oh, really?
Like, Steve Feek.
I definitely Ginsu. Thought that was meant to be Freak.
That's what, yeah. When I first read it, I'm like, oh, he means Freak. No, but he that's like Ginsu's Steve Feek is his name. I'm like, why would you choose Ginsu? Like, Ginsu or instead,
yeah, like, not like Mark Merrill.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's the craziest part of that whole thing to me.
Yeah. Damn. It was good, though. It was good. Do we want to do this bi-weekly? Discuss?
Yeah, we got a message on our Facebook, and he was asking,
sure.
The listener was asking, are there any tips for farming for lower Elo players?
Yeah,
I think this like mainly comes from the fact that we talk a lot about the fact that, hey, farming is the easiest way to just make your game better, assuming you're not a like support role. Like, having more gold allows you to do more, which allows you to like win games harder. So.
Oh, and
okay. No, it's not like in general. That's why farming is like important. Like literally, if you can go from being a like 4 CS a minute player to a 7 CS a minute player, that's a fucked amount of gold.
Yeah, I mean, you basically double your I mean, the amount of what reliable gold that you get. We'll call it reliable. I mean, really the only thing that you need so there used to be a thing that that everyone did probably 9-10 years ago where you just go into a custom game and you just last hit minions until you're good. You can try that. Try taking no damage on no damage in your runes and in your don't buy any items and just get familiar with how low the minions need to get for you to secure the last hit. Obviously that's different from like how do I weave in harassment to how do I weave in the auto attack or last hitting into my harassment pattern, stuff like that, which is a little bit more difficult to do. But your best bet is to try to get every last hit and then try to trade an auto attack or an ability with the enemy as they go for their last hit.
Yeah, I think
that's a very like general way to approach it.
For a low elo perspective, like step one is understanding the principle of like, okay, I need to do enough damage to kill the minion with my auto attack or my ability. And in general, you want it to be an auto attack, not an ability, because then you're going to be burning through your mana and your cooldowns. But step one is literally just know how to last hit, which again, you can practice in a custom game, just, you know, hitting it with low AD, and like you have to be able to hit it first of all. That's just the most important thing. The more complex things, like you were saying, of incorporating that into like trading patterns and like trying to push an opponent off CS or positioning around being able to do it, like all of that stuff matters and will layer on, but like it doesn't matter at all if once you go to hit that last hit, you timed it wrong and you either miss it because you were too early or too late. The base low elo perspective is just like know how to hit it. Past that, you know, you just want to avoid taking tons of damage when you go for them and avoid burning through all of your mana and cooldowns trying to get last hits. Like if you're playing AD carry, at least 5 out of every 6 minions you kill should probably be based on an auto attack, not using abilities. There, I would say, are some exceptions, but like you need to be able to do it with auto attacks.
Yeah, and like that's the very base level thing, and then you can start to learn how to when to use abilities to last hit minions, because that's pretty important. If you're down an ability and the enemy goes in, it's like you don't have a skill point. Right, or you don't have 3 skill points, something like that. So it's pretty important to know when you can use abilities to last hit and when you should just use auto attacks.
Yeah, I think that then leads into the fact that like you need to know matchups, which affects how you like trade and how you when to go for CS. What can the if you're playing bottom? I don't remember if he said he was AD carry or mid or top. Let's just say it's bottom though. If I go for the CS, can the support go on me? Right. If I auto them here, am I gonna lose CS? Right. Like you have to know all of these things, like how you can be punished, how they're gonna try to punish you when you go for CS or when you go for harass, right? And it's a game that you play between that. A thing that I like talk about a fair bit though, this leads into like more mid game. I think a lot of players understand the fundamentals of how to CS in lane. I think most people, like the average player, like even like say below plat, I think they just stop CSing after like laning phase. Like I think your CS goes from being like, I don't know, let's just say 5 or 6 a minute to 1 or 2 a minute because you're just running around fighting. And I think this is something that changes based on your ELO and how like the game flows. Yes, if your team's all like just running themselves into the enemy, you probably want to be there to fight. You don't want to be in a side lane splitting, but you should understand how like macro works, right? You should understand when you should go for waves, when you should push waves, when you should freeze waves. I do think like most players, like their CS numbers go crazy down by the end of the game because like they just stop CSing like mid game. Like I think that's something that we even fall into sometimes. Sometimes you're just like looking for you're just jonesing for a fight for like the last 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard because you do, as I don't know, specific champions and specific roles need to be closer to your teammates than others. For instance, you don't really need to be close to your team on Shen, but you might need to be close to your team on, I don't know, closer to your team on a Maokai or a Shen or a Sion, yeah. Or even within a position so you can get there quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's like,
I was just going to add one more thing, but you can finish your point.
I was just saying it's champion specific, it's role specific, it's difficult, like Aiden was saying, to know. But your best bet is to clear out minion waves that are more than, I don't know, 6 minions, because that's an easy way to get your CS up really high quickly. Mm-hmm. And try to learn how to look at the map and see where your team's strengths are versus where the enemy team's strengths are, which is not easy to do, but
yeah. The last thing I wanted to note again on a lower level perspective is just, one, know that not all minions are created equal. The ranged minions are worth the least. True. And then the caster, so it's like 14, I think, for the ranged, like 21 for the melee, and then like from like 60 up to like 120 for the cannons.
Yeah.
So like you always want to hit the cannon creep, because it's worth anywhere from like 3 to 6 regular minions. And again, you know, the melee creeps are more important than the range. So if two of them are about to die and you have to pick one, get the melee creep. And then I would also note on that line of not every CS is the same, is like the one CS that you're about to get has more to it than just the gold value of the minion. It's also what it's going to cost you in terms of your cooldowns, your mana, or your health, right? So if I take half of my health to get a last hit for 20 gold, and that prevents me from touching the next wave at all, I just lost 6 last hits to get 1 last hit. You don't want to do that. And again, there's a lot of depth to that of when to, you know, take damage for farm, and fine-tuning that is very difficult, but consider it, right? You know, would you take 4 tower shots just to get that last hit? Probably not. Probably not a good idea. You know, you can lose some. So that's, I think that covers it.
Yeah, it's just a game they have to play. You have to kind of understand, like, your limits for characters that you play and reasons why you do certain things. It's not an easy thing.
And it's yeah, isn't it naturally going to get easier the more of a specific champion you play?
Yeah, of course.
So
cool.
And when minions are approaching turrets, generally you can kill a melee minion after 2 turret shots with 1 auto. Mm-hmm. And then usually after a certain point in the game, ranged minions die with 1 turret shot and then an auto attack, or you'll have to set it up with an auto attack, turret shot, auto attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, quick little tip.
Awesome.
Nice. Cool. Let's talk about the LCS.
Cool.
Because there's been a little bit happening, right?
Yeah. So there's 2 things. The bigger of the bit of news is that Uzi retired today.
Yeah.
That's like crazy.
From health problems, right?
I think it was health problems. It's definitely like, it's crazy because he's probably still one of the best AD carries in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I think he could keep playing for sure. I just feel like he's one of those people that always wants to be, like, the best, you know what I mean? And you wouldn't want to, like, go down, like, your last couple seasons being, like, less than the best.
Yeah, if he played another split and was the 3rd best AD carry in China or even, like, the world, he'd probably be upset with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like he hasn't made enough money, like, because you certainly don't want to participate when you could, I don't know, you have substantial health problems. Mm-hmm. I think it was wrist.
Mm-hmm. And I think
he's had health problems in the past.
I think the issue is that he continues to play, but like playing that many games and practicing as much as you have to be at that level. Like,
yeah,
I you know, there's no way I think he stops playing the game by any means, but like he doesn't want to risk fucking up his wrist anymore. I would love to see, and I wonder if there's been anything about it. Is he, like, interested in being a positional coach at all? Because, like, imagine like, Uzi being your mentor as, like, you know, a young 80 carry joining the game.
It's either going to go really well or really poorly, because he'll just be like, fuck it, I'll do it better.
Yeah, just take your position.
It's like,
that'd be so funny.
If you're not good enough, they're going to put Coach
in. Reggie's coming off the bench, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I think that would be a lot better in that scenario.
Oh, for sure. But, like, I would love to see him still be involved in the scene, and I think that, right, like, he offers a wealth of experience that you're literally not going to find anywhere else, right? Like, what Uzi knows about the game could, you know, there are 10 players on the planet that could, you know, be considered in that same level, I think. And, you know, 10 isn't an exact number, but it is a very, very select
group. It's probably less than that.
It is a very select group.
Yeah. He's kind of been the mark for, what, an elite 80 carry? For 5 years, at least, if not longer. Mm-hmm.
He's definitely like a rock. He's been the rock in the 80 carry position since the, like, almost near the very beginning.
Yeah, even more so than I think Doublelift.
Yeah, I think
has
so.
Has been, especially after last year.
I think right. You know, you think like mid laner, the guy setting the bar is Faker for mid lane. The guy setting the bar for 80 carry is Uzi, like, period.
Yeah,
I think you can make arguments for the other roles, but, like, that's just the definitive answer for those two roles.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. Cool. And that's pretty much all that there is. TSM and Cloud9 played some show matches, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. I didn't watch any of those. Were those? I know they all played, like, off-role stuff, so
either.
It was like, oh, yeah, I saw the Reddit thread, actually. I know TSM lost because there was, like, meme comments, like, man, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to, like, deal with this loss. Whereas, like, you have, like, Doublelift playing, like, I don't know, jungle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fun.
I did see, Meteos played. They had, like, a show match where he played Teemo.
Yeah.
And he stole level one. Who was it? Santorin's jungle? I don't know.
Like that, yeah.
Someone's jungle. Pretty funny. Cool. Roundtable.
Roundtable. Last week's question was, you're in charge of making a themed bundle of champions still in the store. What is a theme and what champions are included? Daniel from Facebook said, I'd sell a bundle called Mechanics starring Heimerdinger. Jokes aside, I'd make them your flashy playmaking 1v9 champions that take a bit more practicing than your Annies or your Rammies, featuring Akali, Riven, Zed, Irelia, Yasuo, Katarina, Vayne, Lucian, and LeBlanc. Luke said Toxicity, Twitch, Kog'Maw, Urgot, maybe Teemo. Rowan said Swain, Singe, Zillion, Kled, and Ryze, titled Grumpy Old Men. from our Discord, Rengar equals best champ in the game says, the Where the Fuck Did My Health Bar Go bundle includes Rengar, Zoe, Kha'Zix, Syndra, and Lux. Ferdinand Von Iger said, champions you took to hook and cook your enemy's books. Which includes Thresh, Nautilus, Pike, Darius, and Blitz. MV China said, how about pro picks? Riot gets these prolific players, and pros tell them their four champions they describe as their best picks. Marketing purposes, you could have the Faker pack where you get Zed, Ryze, Orianna, and Azir, or something like the Tyler 1 pack where you get Draven, and Olaf to throw them all off.
Don't forget Ivern.
Oh, yeah, he's like the 24th best Ivern in the world, according to like the website that does.
And he's what, number one in NA?
Yeah. Toki Joki Loki said the 1v1 me after jungle diff bundle, which is Yasuo, Riven, Fiora, Zed, and Talon. Ooh, those are some good bundles, man. This week's roundtable question, though, is what is your favorite spell in the game? Very, very simple.
Ooh.
Your favorite spell in the entire game.
Okay. I gotta look at the list of champions.
That's tough, man.
I gotta go to my backpack. I forgot.
What is that? Oh, the new icons. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need the icons for every single one of those, right? Am I crazy?
I just, the fact that they added, like,
it's the same thing, just not words, right?
They added two, but they didn't just move them all over to icons.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't move everything over.
I am, too. I prefer words.
I don't know what backpack means.
I think that they should just have an option. Like, do you want the picture, do you want the word, or do you want both?
Options are always good. That's fair. But, hey.
All right, best spell in the entire game.
Your favorite spell
best,
in the entire
game. Sorry. Favorite spell in the entire game.
Best is Blitzhook.
Yeah.
I'll go with mine first.
Go for
Mine's
it.
Pike's ultimate. I think that's there is nothing one. More enjoyable than hitting multi-man alts with Pike. I feel like timing it so, like, you know, like, right, you see other abilities flying at them that's going to put them below the, like, threshold, and then ulting them. There's nothing more satisfying, and the noise is good. When you get dunked by it, like the drowning underwater noises are, like, fucking sick. Oh, it's so good, man. It's so well made.
Yeah.
I think for me, probably Orianna ult. Like, there's just something so good about hitting a multi-person Orianna ult. And I feel like it's one of the abilities that, like, you feel like you did something well when you hit it, whereas, like, if you hit a four-man Malphite ult, a lot of times you're like, wow, that was so stupid of them to clump up like that. Like, but when you do it on Orianna, you're like, I'm good at the game.
Yeah, it feels really good. It's meaty, dude.
There's a lot of ults, I know, that I feel just, like, feel really good when you hit them right. Like, man, when you hit a good Azir ult, even though I'm awful at Azir, I take him every time on ARAM, and it's just so fun hitting this room shuffle.
So it's tough. I'm split between, I think, two.
Yeah.
So the two that I'm sort of split between, that I'm not going to go with, but I want to highlight anyway. Tarik ultimate, because I think it can single-handedly win you the game. And you have to time it 2.5 seconds before you need it, which is super sick. I love Swain's passive, where you just pull him back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so good. but I think I'm going to go with Deathmark. I think it's such a fucking iconic ability with League now that it's... I think it is one of the, like, poster children for League of Legends, right? We are all thinking about the look at the moves. Faker, what was that?
Yeah.
Like, It's so cool. It looks super cool when you pull it, like, when you pull off a Deathmark kill, it looks super cool. Like, it's
badass walking away from the explosion, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then you recall and you pop up the little throne that you walk on while they're just dying.
For sure. I'm gonna do another shout out super to fucking cool. Shaco ult, man. Like, it's really? It's so bad in so many ways, but, like, it's so fun if you actually, like, full on trick somebody with a clone. Like, that feels so good.
That's fair.
Like,
so, I feel like it's one of those abilities that like scales with how good you are at the character.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
I feel like people who are bad absolutely. At the character, it might be one of the worst ults in the game. It's just something you just walk at them and then it explodes and hopefully it does damage. But if you're good, you can do crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts how much you can do with it if you're really good at it. And, like, there's the initial, like, you know, dodging an ability entirely with the, like, split frame. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, the operating the clone properly is just so fun if you can do it well. Definitely not like the best, but God, is it fun when you totally trick somebody? I think it'd be hilarious if they added something where, like, you could fake cast abilities with the clone, like he does the animation to drop a W or something.
Yeah,
it should just mimic when you cast.
That could work too. Yeah,
I mean, it'd be fucked. It would be fucked, but maybe it just picks a random target, sort of like Fiddlesticks things.
Just starts doing shit.
Yeah, it just starts doing its own thing.
Perfect.
That'd be sick. Maybe still controllable, like movable at least. So you don't lose that ability to
trick. No, it just pulls another player into the game and there you know. Now there's two Shacos in the game.
it adds a new queue, the Shaco queue.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm gonna queue up to be someone's Shaco.
I'm queuing up for clone this game. I'm either playing Shaco or Wukong.
You know, I'd really fill, but I don't want to play clone again this game. Oh, man. That's dumb. Cool. If they want to send in their answers,
you can hit us up on our Facebook page at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section.
Pog. Let's move into mail fight. The first email is from Charles. Greetings, LeagueCast. I'm sending this in on Thursday, so everything I'm saying might be completely wrong or not. Cheese, my idea, AP Volibear. I looked at his kit and two abilities plus his passive have AP scaling. I tried it out in Earth, going Rallies plus Liandry's for E-Poke, and that worked alright, but probably wouldn't be viable in a normal game. However, I think Nashor's, Ginsu's, Spellbinder, Lichbane might be alright. Thoughts, Charles? So, his E does a billion damage.
Yeah.
It could work. I think it's fine in like those fun game modes. Probably doesn't work in
probably normals. Works in ARAM.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like ARAM, Earth, stuff like that. It'd probably be fine. One for all for sure. But yeah, probably. I mean, the character's already not good building him optimally. He's probably not very good building himself optimally. So. But thanks for the suggestion, Charles.
Does somebody who plays Legend of Runeterra want to read this next email?
Go ahead. Sure, Aiden. I got this one. It's from MV China, and he says, "Fuck dive decks. Me and all my homies hate dive decks." It says, "What's poppin', my darling and delightful deck duel and duo? I'm assuming one of you isn't here due to the internet thing they mentioned last episode. You're wrong, but he doesn't play the game. So if he is here, just say plus cold." That's fucked, man. Hey, guys.
Plus cold.
Hey, guys. This is MV China. Email.
Machina.
I like MV China, though.
Okay. M versus China.
I like it. So what if it's me versus China?
Then
hey guys,
lose.
It's me versus China emailing you.
Aiden, you're going to get hunted down now.
Emailing you guys want to get to find out why you guys haven't watched Bleach yet. It's miles better, or at least just as good as Naruto. that's weird. I disagree. Anyways, aside from the terribly hot take, okay, well, he knows. Just wanted to share two Legends of Runeterra combos that I think are very sleeper if you get the right opening hand. One is Fiora Ash deck based around Fiora killing every Frostbitten champion you can get your grimy little hands on. Ends game hella fast and extremely fun, especially with some followers such as the Laurent cards, especially Rhyme Tusk Shaman. Don't know what that card is.
I'll look it up.
Another is Zed Hecarim. It's built around ephemerals, I think is how it's pronounced. And you can throw three shark chariots in along with the obligatory undying. Your attack phases become nearly impossible to deal with, and if you can deal with it, throw in a Phantom Prankster to really set them up for failure and pin them down into a lose-lose situation. Anyways, I wish you guys good health, and a question to leave you off with. Any awesome voice lines that stand out to you in Legends of Runeterra? Chronicler of Ruin has quite possibly some of my favorite voice lines in any Riot game, period. Would love to hear your thoughts. Me versus China. Thank you.
quick note, I love that his description of Bleach is better, miles better than Naruto, or at least just as good. I feel like those are two.
That's funny.
It's a very broad claim. It's somewhere between way better and just as good as. So
it's like being passionate about something, then you dial yourself back up mid sentence.
Just hedging his
like,
bets.
That's kind of lame,
his
but
bets off the bat.
Yeah,
man, I really love trains, but like they're all right. I mean, Ash Fiora would be pretty good. It seems kind of slow. Mm-hmm. But Rhyme Tusk Shaman, by the way, is a 5-cost 3-3 round start. Frostbite, the strongest enemy.
Hmm.
So pretty good if you can get it there. I like it. Also, what's the card that drains one from the enemy nexus?
Oh, the 2-4? The 2-4 card?
Fucking hate
that
card.
Yeah, it's fucking strong as fuck, man.
Fucking hate that card.
Do you have any cards in your deck that you think need a nerf? I was thinking about, absolutely. I think that's a great question. What cards do you run that you think are like overpowered? Like, isn't that
hang on. I need to look up what they are. Oh, I just saw it. I don't know how to pronounce this. Trifarian Glory Seeker. 2-cost 5/1 with 2 cost 5/1 with Challenger can't block. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That card is busted.
And having Challenger is insane on it. It's just a free, like, kill on any, like...
Yeah, it's a free... I'm going to get rid of this really strong... I'm going to get rid of this card. I'm going to get rid of an card. It's wild. Like, it's good against Elusive. It's good against fucking, like, tough units because it's got 5 attack.
Yeah.
I think that card needs a nerf. Easy.
I'm trying to think of the one card that I think. It's the 2/3 and it's like a monkey and it's blue.
2/3 blue,
yeah,
monkey.
Blue monkey.
It's a 2-cost 2/3. Name, right? It's fuck. Monkey? It's like seeing,
what, do you know what?
Seeing something like that. Seeing.
What region?
It's either from? Ionia or Freljord. I think it's Freljord though.
2-cost 2/3 monkey. That's not.
Nice.
That's not good popping
one,
up. The
game. I'm opened up in the game of my phone real quick. Because it's the card, Nick. You've definitely seen it. It's a 2.
Monkey Idol.
It's a 2-mana 2/3, and every single time that's you use a spell, it buffs the top card of your deck, the top minion of your deck, by 1/1.
Oh, yeah.
That card's fucked. It shouldn't be. Like, if I was gonna nerf it, it would be a 2-mana 2/2. Like, it's just a good, like, value monster, and then you just get to play up. If you're, like, running a deck with a bunch of, like, cheap shit, you just buff up, like, something, like, way too big, man. It's actually insane. I think it's, like, way too
strong. Kind of the wild thing. That's kind of the wild thing where, like, in Hearthstone, a 2-mana 3/2 would be passable, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have an effect, which kind of sucks, but a 2-mana, like, 2/3 with a strong as fuck effect, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Right. I usually play a sound off because I like to play like to take like a quick game break for when I'm working or something like that. But yeah, I'm not playing with sound on at the moment.
It's called Starlit Seer, by the way. No.
Oh, yeah.
The only
it's like a goat man.
Yeah, he's not really. He kind of looks like a little bit like a chimpanzee sort of thing, but it might be a goat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know any voice lines outside of like the champion one. The champion ones are sick as fuck though. Like the Swain one's sick. I love the Teemo one. Just like hut, 2/3/4, and he like runs around the field and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when you
Teemo's is so simple.
Yeah, when you win with cards, they also have like voice line. When you win with characters, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think Teemo is like one that I like when he like wins. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super cool. I like the interaction between cards within a region as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Aiden's an owl, my dude.
It's an owl. Is an owl? Okay.
Look at the quotes. Starlight Seer. Who goes there? Who?
Doesn't
vermin.
It kind of look like a monkey, though?
Fly away when
sure?
you can. Best not ruffle our feathers. Back
Seer.
To our perch.
Sounds like a monkey goat.
It's a fucking
Starlight
owl.
Seer, like
a
Legends
monkey.
Of Runeterra.
Okay.
We're pulling a picture.
Hey, question. What is monkey goat sound bad, but goat monkey sounds fine?
Okay, so in the full picture, it definitely looks like an owl. I'll admit that. Like in this full like artwork right here.
But in the little preview.
Yeah, in the little preview, and I'm also playing on my phone. So it's like this. It looks like a chimp.
It's like just the face.
It's like it's like that. Oh, that's not the right that's not a link. But yeah.
Message.txt.
It's message.txt.
I see.
It's this. I don't know. I think it doesn't look like I don't think it looks like a owl there. It looks like a monkey holding an owl.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair. It's got a monkey face.
Yeah,
for sure. Cool. We also, I think that was it. We talked about everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Emails
from Uwait. Thoughts on Black Lives Matter and such. Should you, as a podcast, make a statement? What do you think about CLG's stance in all this?
So,
what's CLG's?
I believe CLG is the only team that hasn't released a statement on it yet. And I believe that people are speculating because of them being owned by Madison Square Garden.
Ah.
And the owner is also one of two NBA teams. So there's only two NBA teams that haven't made a statement. And the Knicks that play in MSG haven't made a statement. So I think that's the reason for CLG's stance. They did participate in, what was it? Blackout Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
This past week. I was curious when he sent the email. So I went ahead and looked it up. I think we're all probably in the same boat for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
I think we've tried to not get too political, but I think this is something that kind of transcends.
Yeah, it's not
politics.
Really political. It's just like the right thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
yeah. It's just sort of like there's very clearly one right side of this where too many African American people are dying at the hands of police.
Yeah,
and that's just kind of it. Like, period.
Yeah,
full stop.
Yeah.
Something needs
there's
to be done.
There's not enough accountability. And again, yeah, I don't think any of us are experts on the issue. I think it's a very, very important issue. And in all honesty, like, seek out education from people who are more educated on it than us. And inform yourself and, you know, do something to make a difference, whether that be, you know, activism in your community, voting, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful protesting.
Yeah, like, don't break shit.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I'm not...
No, I think yeah, we'll stop with there, but it's like, there's a time and a place for everything. Like, like we had the same thing in Canada a while ago, right, with, like, our railroads. Like, there's protesting of a... either way, just, like, what I'm saying is, like, sometimes more is needed than, like, just a peaceful protest, and I understand that.
Absolutely. I mean, America as a country was built on violent revolution.
Yes.
And not peaceful protests.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There is a time and a place. We are certainly not calling for it or inciting it or anything like that. Like, please be as peaceful as possible. Yes. However, I think there is justification if there, like, is in the future, I guess. Yes. I hope we didn't just get, like, sued or something, you know?
That'd be funny. Someone, like, riots and blames it on us.
Why'd you break into this Macy's? Leakass told me to.
Yeah, no.
But then we get popular. Maybe it's worth it.
Anyway, stay safe out
there. How much we got in the funds, Colton? Yeah. Stay safe in Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Like, period. Cool. Thank you, Uwait. Next email's from I'm a Fishy. Hey, it's I'm a Fishy here, going to talk about Legends of Runeterra for a second. I just downloaded the game a few days ago. Coming from Magic the Gathering, I figured that I'd have to drop some money to get started, so I just bought all the cards for a deck, not realizing that you guys get cards pretty fast. Anyways, despite your opinions on the deck, I decided to play No Champ Burn Aggro Noxus Piltoverins on.
Fuck yourself.
Boo! It's of a similar scummy nature to the deck I play in Magic, Boggles.
that's cool. You know what? I'm down. You know, like, if it was, it's called Burn in fucking Legend of Runeterra. Yeah, you just burn spells. If the deck was called Boggles, dude, I'm down. Fucking boggle
Quit
me.
Boggling me, dude. Oh, boy. Also, off topic, there's a game called Big Boggle that I've been playing with my girlfriend. It's so fucking fun.
Is it just like regular Boggle, but like with bigger letters?
What is
Boggle's the game where, like, Boggle? With, like, there's, like, it's a little thing, and there's, like, letters in, like, a 4x4 grid, and they, like, randomly generate, and you have to come up with that as many words. It's, like, it's literally that.
But, yeah, Big Boggle is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6x6.
I'm so glad that you didn't know Boggle is a thing.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Big Boggle is 5x5. Do you want to guess
Super Big Boggle?
What the Super Big Boggle.
That's so funny that you didn't know there's Boggle. That's crazy. That's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's sick. Oh, man. Boggles, which is basically taking a targetable creature and make it unkillable, unblockable, and do a bajillion damage as fast as possible. I played the game a few hours a day since Saturday and just hit platform. Holy shit. and everybody can do that super quickly, too. Here's why and how you should play Burn. It's the cheapest deck in the game, made up of only commons and rares. It's 1/5 the total cost of any other high-tier deck. You get several of the cards in the starting deck as well. There's also a variant with Teemo in it, but it sucks. So you need 0 epics and 0 champions. It's the fastest deck in the game. My average game time is 4 minutes. The average game time of my other decks, Karma Ezreal and Sejuani Swain, is 10 minutes. Easiest deck in the game. I've hit platinum with 70% win rate in a few days with zero prior knowledge about the game or its cards. You can master the deck in a few games. There are some intricacies with using cards and what hands to keep and when to attack, etc. Highest win rate deck in the game. The Noxus Piltover / Zaun region combo has the highest win rate, and the deck itself is only 0.5% worse than Heimerdinger and Vi. Sounds like it's not the highest win rate in the game then, huh? honestly, you could download the game on your phone, play it in your spare time, and hit gold in another riot game with minimal brain power, money, mechanics, or time. I know I'm dog shit at the game, but I've abused this deck, and so can you. Sincerely, I'm a Fishy. You're a terrible person.
Here we go. Counterpoints for all of that. I want to enjoy myself. That's what I was mad about. I was fucking, I went on a rant on Twitter about it. I just think that if you're playing a fucking card game, which is a strategy game, because you have to think and build decks and like figure out things, and your whole goal is to fucking slam a fucking cylinder cube through a hole, then you're not playing a strategy game the way I would like to play a strategy game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like the whole point of a strategy game is like you maybe like think about stuff. And like, what it's like when you play like Facehunter. Like, I used to be the worst when like, I picked up Hearthstone right as I went into university. And at my university, they have this thing called LAN War, which is like a huge, like, 72-hour like gaming like weekend at the school.
Oh, that's so sick.
And I entered in a Hearthstone tournament, like having played the game for like, I don't know, like a month. And I came third in it by playing, you had to have three decks, right? So I had Zoo, which is like the warlock face deck, and then I had Face Hunter, and then I had some shitty control deck, and you had to win a best 2 out of 3. So, and you could use a deck twice. So I just win my first two games every single game.
You just FF the fucking control deck one?
Yeah. I just wouldn't play it. In the one game, I lost. I just like lost immediately.
That's hilarious.
But it's like, it's just not fun though. It's just not fun. I mean, it was cool winning, but like, it just wasn't like, I don't know. That's not why you want to play a card game, I think.
Yeah, I feel the same way. There are like, I play certain cards because I like those cards. Like, I like Lucian, I like Swain, I like Gangplank, so I'm going to play those champions. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's not for everyone. I mean, if I wanted to just win ranked, I mean, I haven't played a single ranked game yet. I probably should before everyone gets good at the game, but...
I find it's just more fun to play ranked in it. Like, it's just, like, the same, but ranked. You know what I mean? Like, who cares about
it? I mean, I've really only been playing Expedition, that's right. Honestly. Yeah. Super fun. But yeah, if you want to win, play that deck, I guess. But it's not as fun for me, I suppose.
No, yeah. Like, no one's actually going to tell you not to play it, but it is fun to meme like people who play shit like that.
Yeah. I think in a very similar vein, people with 5 champion decks. Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Just pick 2 or 3.
My favorite thing is, like, in his post, he's like, there's a Teemo variant. Cause, like, I'm assuming he said that because, like, he knows I like to play Teemo or whatever, right?
But it's
like, yeah, there's like a ton of variants. There's an Ezreal variant. Like, there's like all these like different variants. There's a Draven variant of it. You know what I mean? They're all just worse than the actual deck.
Yeah. Putting in more powerful cards makes it worse.
Oh, it actually makes you like maul a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Well, maybe that's what I'm avoiding with not playing ranked yet.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the leaked Legends of Runeterra champions. The ones that are coming up next patch.
Ooh.
Because the new characters, we know the new region is going to be Mount Targon.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. Let me find it. It's like, I know Tahm Kench is like the Bilgewater character though. And I'm so fucking...
Oh, that's so sick.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking amped. It's actually insane.
That's so sick. I wonder... So I've already unlocked Bilgewater. Are they going to give me something?
They'll add like... So the way they did it before is all the things ended at rank 20. So they added 5 more ranks.
Okay, so they'll just add extra ranks. Okay.
You have to like grind out 5 more and you'll get like the character or whatever, right?
I see. Okay, sweet.
I wish I could find this. So I know like there's Diana. I know there is.
Please be Taric. Please be Taric.
Well, they're adding. They have to add 6 to. I think they have to add 6 for like the region to begin with, right? Because they're trying to keep it in like parity for all of them. So.
Ooh.
I can't find it though.
Taric, cast a spell on this unit. Cast it on another ally unit. Holy shit, dude!
Yeah. I'm so amped though, dude. I think you have to assume Tahm Kench is gonna be able to like eat allies or something like that and like switch places or something. It's gonna be so sick.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe like consume, what is it? What's the capture? Maybe capture an ally unit for some benefit.
He pinged me. Apparently it's in here.
Oh, this is for voices, I guess.
It's just for voice. I'm assuming. Oh, it's all the new. It's all the new characters.
Oh.
That's what it is. Okay, so the Targon ones are going to be Leona, Soraka, Taric, Zoe. Nice. Aurelion Sol, and I think that's it. I think there's no more from there, I think. And then so the other region ones are going to be Tahm Kench for Bilgewater, right? Riven's Ionia, I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out. Trundle would be Freljord. Lulu would be Piltover, I think, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what Lulu is from, actually.
I'm not sure either.
Piltover, okay, Victor's Piltover.
Probably Ionia.
Victor's apparently Piltover and Zaun, yeah, and then, yeah, maybe, yeah. Either way, it's cool. I'm super excited for it. I think this game is going to get better the more characters are added. Like, I feel like it was absolutely super bland in beta when there wasn't, like, enough, but them adding a full new region and then a new character to every single region was sick.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're ever going to, I really hope this isn't the case, but do you think they're ever going to, like, phase out cards? Like Hearthstone did?
Maybe like 2 years down the road. I feel like you have to at some point, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the only way you
can... Do you think you could...
Sorry, it's the only way you can keep the game fresh without just like reprinting similar things. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have a... do you think they could take the TFT route and re-release champions with different like abilities?
Oh... I wonder if they will or won't. There's not a single character in the game that has a skin on their like card, right? I don't think.
No, they're all just base right now.
Huh, maybe then. That'd be interesting. I don't know if it'd work as well, but it's a cool idea. I feel like we won't see that for a while, but they might do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But yeah, I think it's definitely an idea. Cool. Thank you, I'm a fishy. Sweet. Last email, Colton.
Sorry, my microphone was not unmuted for some reason. But I am back.
Colton, let me hear your sweet voice.
Yeah. And that sweet dog.
I thought it was a woman going, woo, 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 woo.
For Colton. <Yeah.
laughs> Like they all do.
Let's pretend it is.
Aiden, can you just go back and post and make it sound like a crowd?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just duplicate that mm-hmm, sound.
Mm-hmm. next email is from Gargrith. What is up, hosts of the best League of Legends podcast? I think he sent it to the wrong email, guys. it's your boy, the support main of Swain, Gargrith. Hope all of you are safe right now considering everything. So I have some spicy zingers for y'all this week. First, which item do you think would be the most busted if the stats switched from MR to armor or AD to AP? For example, with an obvious one, Deathcap giving 120 AD and the passive going by AD, not AP. The next question is, what dream champion do you want most in League? I've wanted a giraffe champion that would be a support, that you could be a cool, unique...
Bro, that would be so
fun
sick.
As hell. I think his kid would work on having a long neck to mobilize his teammates. I was thinking something similar to Thresh Lantern. Teammates have to click on it, and then when you
yeet them in there.
To fling them. I love that's Kindred ult, but or it's Callista ult, but you're a giraffe. my last bit is more of a rant than a question, but it drives me up the wall. Why is it that whenever I rank up, my teammates play worse than the rank I was previously? I swear this happens every time I start a match in a new rank, and my entire team is turned into brainlets. I try to carry so hard as support Swain, and I manage to do a lot, but my team is out of position and doesn't push our lead or go for objectives. Is there a support champion I can play to carry my team more than I can with Swain? Thanks for the long read, and stay better... than Petty Item Podcast.
Christ.
Yikes. So is there a support that can do more than Swain? Yeah, I mean...
Yes.
Pike.
Wait, was that a question?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Swain's trash.
Wait, did he say that?
Is there a support champion that I can play to carry my team more than I can with Swain?
Yep, he said that as direct as he could, actually.
Yes. You guys are so bad at reading.
I think it's because Nick and I both did the same thing. We listened to the entire thing, we kind of zoned out near the end, and then we read like the last sentence, and we're like, can I do more to carry myself with Swain? Or like, there's more I can do with Swain to carry.
Honestly, I've been thinking about items this whole time.
That's all it. Right, so let's
I tuned out because
let's
I was
start with items. Okay, so I think the first answer, yeah, death cap giving AD an 80 percentage would
yeah
be
that's a pretty
nuts.
Good one.
I think if Deathblade also converted lethality to magic pen and the extra on hit into spell, that would be broken beyond all belief.
So I was thinking something similar, Infinity Edge, but your spells can crit.
Yeah.
No, that's Jeweled Gauntlet, eh?
Oh.
Yeah.
alternatively, any armor item that
gives 100
yeah.
armor.
Just you turn it to MR. Because then MR would
imagine what would Frozen Heart do. So it'd give you 100 MR.
100 MR.
Would give you, I would imagine, still mana and cooldown reduction since we're not flopping those. And then does it just, like, in an area around you, it makes spells cost more mana? Instead of slowing attack speed? Is that the anti-Frozen Heart?
No. Spells cooldown are... Wait, spells have
increased
cooldowns?
Cooldown. All right, yeah, I'm down.
That would be so sick,
actually.
That would
be pretty awesome. You should make that a game mode where all the items are inverted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that would just be, like, ridiculous. But...
It'd have to be, like, mostly armor items. I think are, like, the crazy ones that would be, like, switched.
Yeah.
I guess, well,
just cause, like, armor
that's what
Lich Bane
too.
Would be fucked. Because the way that Lich Bane currently procs is based on your AP, and, you know, Sheen only procs off your base AD, so it would just be a way better Sheen scaling.
Hear me out on this one.
That's true.
Magias.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, Leviathan was removed for a reason. Not Leviathan, sort of the occult was removed for a reason.
Ooh, hang on.
Yep.
What about Void Staff?
Oh, 40%. It's just a better version of, like, yeah, Mortal Reminder and stuff, right?
Plus, it's very cheap, and it gives you 80 attack damage.
Yeah.
Does Lifesteal turn to Spell Vamp? Because then literally any Lifesteal item. Bloodthirster?
True, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bloodthirster, Cassiopeia, you're kidding me.
Zhonya's Hourglass.
I don't think it's that good, actually. I was thinking about that.
Holy shit. No, but I think, like, it would be so good on AD carries where you're trying to, like, you're going to get burst.
Because he's 60 magic resist. Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty good, yeah.
AD, MR, and an Hourglass would be pretty nuts.
It'd be better on bruisers, right? Like, any bruiser?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Plus, it'd give you 80 attack damage.
Yeah, it's fucked, actually. Yeah, it's insane. Zhonya's might be the right answer. You're right.
I still think that fucking Duskblade would be so nuts if it was AP. The caveat that it gives you, like, bonus magic pen, and that the bonus damage can be applied with a spell. Because then it's, at that point, it's basically Deathfire Grasp.
Yeah, true. I mean, the alternative is it still procs on auto attack, and then you just build Duskblade Lich Bane.
One shot everyone.
Mm-hmm. One shot, man.
Cool.
So back into Giraffe Champion, 10 out of 10. Riot needs a Giraffe Champ.
I honestly think we've been saying League needs a Giraffe Champion for years. I don't even think that's a meme.
Yeah.
Giraffe Champion has come up several times, and the fact that it's not in the game is a crime. At the very least, put a Giraffe Champion in Valorant. You can just look over all the walls. Peeks over everything.
I'm peeking. Raise his neck.
You can't move while your neck is extending or coming down, but you can extend it as much as you want. Wait. How do we kill him? His head is high. He's so high up. You go for a body shot or a headshot.
You headshot him.
His head is so far away from his body.
But then you put armor on his neck and he's unkillable.
So back to the final question of, is there a support champion you can do more with than Swain? I mean, a lot of them, unfortunately. I think Swain is okay now, but...
So the thing about Swain is, he's not a good champion from behind, but he is probably the best champion if you're already winning. I say that because he doesn't, like... You're never going to win a game off a Swain E, but you might win a game off a swing pull, like in addition to the CC that's already being applied. And there's not a lot he can do if he's already behind. So he's not a very good champion to carry on. He's a great champion to just secure the victory on. Honestly, I'd recommend Blitzcrank if you can play him. A champion like Brand or Zyra or Vel'Koz, where you just do a shit ton of damage. So that way you don't have to rely on your AD carry or your mid laner to have damage. But none of them are Swain. None of them have a demon arm.
He's too cool jacket. To give up.
He's so cool. Hex Swain? Ooh, chef kiss.
Sweet. There you go.
And that was it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you forgot emails.
No, that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode of LeagueCast. If you like us, follow us on Twitter at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. On Facebook, we are at LeagueCast. Come talk to us on Discord. You can find the Discord information on our website, leaguecastpodcast.com, and then you go to /Discord. Or there's a little widget on the homepage. Alternatively, you can send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, and I'll get you into the server. Or you can just send us an email about anything. We'll read almost anything. We stream twitch.tv/bluebasket/kinglardout. Check out Blue Basket if you want to see a man with no hope of winning any game ever.
When I stream, I lose so many more games. I think it'd be really fun to do.
I don't understand a statistic it actually.
Analysis of like my win rate while streaming and while not streaming.
Yeah, because I feel like your play usually doesn't change too much.
Yeah, I don't think it does. But hey, I don't think a lot about my results in League of Legends make sense.
Yeah, that's fair. Cool. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/LeagueCast. For just $1 per month, you can get access to bonus episodes where we talk about our favorite JoJo localizations, such as Captain Dragon and what
Coco
other
large.
We don't want to give away
the really good ones.
The S tier, no. Right? But yeah, check it out. And then we fix champions for Riot, so that way when they hire us, they can have a catalog of our ideas to pull from. So, cool. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.